Welcome back again to our series of podcast show, and this is Insight on Life podcast show. And Zamda King is the one that talks right now, right? As you know, always we keep updating to the updating to the side that we need to see the difference, and the difference is always instilled to the society through the education. The education that we offer here is all about entrepreneurship, social skills, and all these things which is relating to the development of society. And today I would like to discuss about the answers the question that is arising and stated that what are the peculiar characteristics that distinguish an individual from the rest? You know, it's been just a common thing to see, someone just becomes absolutely ahead from the rest of the community. Then here we try to explore those things that which makes someone which distinguishes someone from the one one from another, you know, so from other people. Yeah, so here we have got only a few things that we have got prepared, and it's like a pinpoint to understand which can plus one become different from the last. First one is effort. You know, if you want to be somewhere, the effort has to come from your innermost will. So you have to be willing to offer your effort to be successful as an authentic thing that you need to achieve. So a lot of people also have made a big step in whatever they're just pursuing. It's all about coming from their individuals or personal effort that they're just trying to invest in achieving something. You know, I know a lot of people, just if you can ask anyone in this world, you will tell you wants to become successful. But the problem that comes in, or the problem that I think at the center, that most of us we crave to become and we wish to become someone else. But the problem that comes is that only few people also are willing to be someone, and that they're just ready to take the steps which takes it to someone become what he wants to be, you know. So only wishing, that wish only cannot shift you from where you are. So if you wish to be someone, you have to go after what you just wishing to be. So those successful people have put just a difference from the rest, because when they wish to do something, they are just rising, just leaving their comfort zone and just going all after what they just want to be real in their life. So the effort is very important. And the second thing that can make someone become beat his odds and become different from the rest is that focus, you know, and determination. You know, the focus, it's easy to speak and all pronounce the word focus, but focus have got different and have got a deeper meaning that everyone has got to understand, you know. So in this, most of the successful people and those who have got made a joint step in their life, they find themselves they must be first having a little focus, you know. And the focus is just a concentration and determination of becoming someone, and sticking into what you think you have to achieve on a certain period of time. So you beat the odds against the time, you beat the odds against the pressure. So focus is very important. You know, most of successful people have got a focus. If they have got a focus of maybe making 20 million a year, so they stick on doing smaller things, trying to replicate those small things to be reaching to the point that they just thinking it's the point that they deserve to be, or the point that they just want to achieve, you know. So those successful people have got a career focus. It is different from the rest. Most of us, we find out, so we have a week, 1 week, 1 week focus, or a day focus, or month focus. Then after getting some few setbacks, or after experiencing any challenges, we find ourselves just giving up. Then so the what makes most the most give up is just a lack of career focus. Then your focus, you think, if you can go deeper, you will understand those successful people have put up a focus. Maybe if they want to achieve something, they just putting someone as a priority six, a priority list. That if I don't do this one, I ain't going to be what I think I have to be. So maybe he being just maybe a student, then he got lost the chance of maybe having been hired by someone. So he got a chance, or she got a chance, and he then starts to maybe to exploit the chance there by saying that, so if I fit to be at as a selling point, or at the past chance I got, now this I got a new chance. So with this, I got a focus of trying, pushing hard, so I can, until I achieve something. So they keep searching, they keep investing much effort, pressing high. The end of the day, without dropping their focus, just to find themselves reaching to the goal that they have, a desired goal, we can say. So then you when you come to the side of determination, those people have got a clear determination. What determined to be someone. So if you determined to be a king, you know, you know that you have first become a crown prince, you know. When you become a crown prince, and then it will come to some challenge that you have to overcome that until you become a king. You know, we know that we've been born a lot from their families, then only few, and then until one person that you have got a feature of becoming a king. So if you wait to be a king, then you have to act like a king, then you have to do all the shit, all the acts that have to be, someone has to follow so as he can become a king. So determination of becoming a king, then working on all the determination, that is the peculiarity that the successful people do have from the rest of the world. So this is the three things are very important for one, for wants to become different from or which distinguish the successful people from the rest of the world. Then the last point, those successful people do have and distinguish them from the rest is creativity. Yes, creativity and a skill set. We can get a creativity from the skill set. You can't be creative without having a skill set of doing something. So mastering of the skill set that they do have, this is the thing that the successful people do have, and it really distinguishes them from the rest. You know, those people just struggling much and striving much to make sure that a full mastering of what they're just trying to pursue. You know, if one has to be a tech guru, you know, technological guru, he's just trying to invest much of his energy, trying to spend, devote his time or her time just trying to start much about all the issues about technology. So the technological skill set that someone is trying to develop inside himself, that's what makes him to have an everlasting desire of achieving much more. So successful people making sure that they're spending well, spending much energy, spend much time that's trying to have the full mastering of what's just mastering of what's just craving to achieve in what those people just desire wants to be or wants to achieve. So This issue for successful people is very important. They're struggling to have the full mastering over a certain thing. Then in the mastering, you'll find the skill set. So the skill set, it's just comprising the full understanding of the thing one is just pursuing, you know. And inside the skill set, also one develops the creativity. So the creativity, that's what the peculiarity that makes someone become different from the rest. Apart from the full mastering of a certain thing, you know, those of people have the full mastering, and when you go to the side of education, you have a lot of people with a full mastering of what they're just doing. But showcasing or just putting in practice what they have got mastering of, that is when comes the problem. So the rich people, the rich mind people, just coming to the reality, so trying to perform what they have got mastered. So if he spend a lot of his time just starting to achieve something, then when it comes to the issue of putting into it or implementing what he has, then that is when he does the practice, and then he also puts a certain piece of creativity. So the creator that he makes, and he wants to be to distinguish himself from what's being done by other people, you know. So and that's what is easy for even in this country. You when you come to the industry, music industry, some people say, oh, why does Diamond Platinum just perform well? He does well in the market. Yeah, you know, just to see what Diamond Platinum he does in his life is totally different from the rest of the musician that we do have in this country. So the distinction and the peculiarity that do have that Diamond do have, that he does have, Diamond does have, is doing things that the most people don't do, you know. The most people don't do. So the thing that he does is not done by with the most, that is what makes Diamond become ahead from the rest. So even us, we have to understand the truth that we don't have to complain, and we don't have to point out our index finger to other people don't have success in it. But I think that in this Africa continent, we associate the success of the people with the magic powers and all whatever it takes, you know. So the reality that those people are just doing the extra mile from the rest. And then if you do extra mile from the rest, and then that's when you come to the side of mastering the shit that you want to do. And then after mastering the shit that you put in action, then after putting in action the skill set that you have got started for a bit of time, then you add some creativity. And then the creativity, that is where the peculiarity that's come, that's when it comes, you know, or that's where it comes from. So that is what the most successful people do. That's and they distinguish them from the rest. So we have to understand those four things, and if we have to be different from the rest, then we have to beat our odds and become what we want. It's just trying to do the shit that most people don't do, and they think that it is not possible to do. So then understand that nothing impossible, but the possibility only comes when you decide to do, and then you go all after what you think is possible. So, and this is Zamunda King, the ending of this piece of episode. It's just the beginning of the next one. So don't miss from listening to us, not from different platforms, that we can be here. Now you can hear for us from Pocket Casty, then also you can hear from Anchor. You can listen to us from different prep platforms like Google Podcast and all whatever kind of the play platform that you can listen to the podcast. And this is, you go there, you write insights on life, then you will find Big Son Zamunda King and you listen to him, then trying to give you some insights on life.